we're excited to be here from a Union Pacific perspective. If you look at it, the railroads have historically played a key role in the entire grain supply chain. And I think this year that awareness has been even heightened further. If you look at the combination of weather, just growth in volume overall, as well as some of the service interruptions we've had due to weather again, floods, whatever the case may be, have impacted some of the railroad's abilities to handle the business that many of our grain customers like to see. You know, what I'm here to share is, you know, we're, you know, Union Pacific specifically, we're spending $4.1 billion this year in capital to support growth for our customers, including the grain business. We're bringing on 229 additional locomotives this year, hiring close to 5,000 people, 3,200 of those in our train engine and yard men, the people that actually run our trains on a day-to-day basis. My message here today is to reinforce the fact that we're interested in the grain business and the long-term prospects that it has, and we're willing to support it with the growth and with the capital and the resources from a Union Pacific perspective.
With the big crops expected this fall, then, are you confident that the rail system will be able to take care of everybody?
So from Union Pacific perspective, by the end of the year, we're going to have over 1,500 additional covered hopper cars to handle the grain business and also the grain products business compared to last year. However, you know, there's still going to be more demand than I see us having car capacity for. We are bringing on 229 locomotives and hiring the people, but I think we're still going to be at fairly full capacity, because if you look at it, we're going to have potentially two record corn crops back-to-back, depending on how the weather plays out, another strong bean crop. You know, the wheat crop is a little bit weaker this year, but overall, you know, we expect to remain fairly tight through the year.